Jesus said to them, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Amen.
Please be seated. We turn on the news and we see wars in Yemen and Africa. We see the rise of anti-Semitism in the West, on the far right and far left, unfortunately slowly making its way back into mainstream thought. In this country, we hear stories of murdered and missing indigenous women who the world just seems to have forgotten or ignored. We see an arms race reawakening between Russia and America. We turn on and read the news, and it seems to many of us that we live in a world that is in complete and utter chaos. It seems to us that we live in a world that seems to be on a trajectory to somewhere, but to where no one knows. We live in a world where it is sometimes hard to find hope. We live in a world that seems almost apocalyptic, like we hear in our gospel reading for today. All we hear about is wars, famines, fightings, fire, and disease. Last week in our gospel, we encountered Jesus and the apostles in the temple, and Jesus is watching people put money into the offering plate. You will recall we read the story of the widow's mite. Our gospel this week takes place right after this scene. Jesus and his disciples are leaving the temple, and one of the disciples says to Jesus, "Look at these huge stones and large buildings," seemingly admiring them for their structural integrity and beauty, a monument that will last forever and never be destroyed. Nothing in this world could take it down. Jesus says to that disciple, "I'm glad that you think this about this building, but let me tell you something. Not one of these stones will be left standing upon another. It will all come crashing down." Jesus and his disciples then move on, and they climb up the Mount of Olives, which is directly across from the temple. The inner circle of the apostles have a chance to have a private moment with Jesus, and they ask him, "What do you mean by this? When will the temple and all its buildings be destroyed?" Our Lord then begins to talk about the future. He says that many false prophets will come claiming to be him and will lead people astray. He says nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes and famines, Jesus says, and this will just be the beginning. This brings us to the end of our gospel reading for today, and we are left asking the question, what is this gospel all about? Where is the hope in this chaotic world? Where is God? Jesus and the disciples are, of course, talking about the physical temple in our gospel reading for today, but there are many other parts of Scripture where our Lord talks about another temple that no power in this world or anything in this world can ever overcome or tear down, regardless of how chaotic and apocalyptic things may become. This temple that he is talking about, of course, is himself. One place that we read about this is the Gospel of John. In John chapter 2 and in the other Gospels, we read the famous story where Jesus cleanses the temple. He drives out the money changers and flips tables. He pushes out animals that people have let in. It is quite the scene. And after Jesus has driven this impurity out of the temple, he says this. He says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Jesus refers to himself as the temple that cannot be destroyed. In other parts of scripture, Jesus says, "I am the cornerstone, which the builders have rejected." In other words, he is the cornerstone of the building, the whole thing, the truth, which the whole world and universe is founded upon. So why does all of this matter in our world today, in the here and now, that Jesus refers to himself as the temple that cannot be destroyed? You see, the physical temple represented for the people of Israel the place on earth where God dwelled or lived. It represented the very foundation of their faith and worldview. It represented who they were as a people and their relationship with God here on earth. And for Jesus to say that it was going to be destroyed meant for them that their whole civilization and way of life was going to be destroyed. The bedrock upon which everything else was built was going to come to an end. It would shake their whole world, socially, politically, and economically. But Jesus teaches a different way, doesn't he? He says that the physical building is not what your identity is based on, where God lives or where truth is found. Rather, Jesus says, it is found in me. No matter what chaos is happening in the world around us or in our lives, Jesus remains God. He remains in control. He remains the temple, the bedrock of truth, the very foundation of which the universe is founded upon. This is a good message for our world today. We seem to be living in a time of great chaos and changes, where much of the old world is coming to an end, for good and for bad. Those institutions or temples where our civilization have gone for truth, beauty, and learning are one by one falling by the wayside, and the church is included in this. Those handmade places where we once went to find truth and hope are slowly crumbling. So where, as a people, are we to turn? We are to turn to Jesus, the true temple that cannot be destroyed, regardless of what chaos is going on in the world. We turn to Jesus our Lord, God incarnate, the only place that the truth can really be found, for he is the true cornerstone. Upon that cornerstone, we, as the people of God, are called to build the church, and we are called to stand as a place of truth and community of truth in a world that is losing its way. And by doing that, by following the great commandment that we heard a few weeks ago, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, we are building that community of truth. We are called to build this community who lives upon this real foundation, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our gospel reading for today reminds me of the story of Coventry Cathedral in England. The first cathedral in Coventry was built as a priory for monks in the year 1102. Then it was built into a Gothic cathedral, a grand thing, in the 14th century. And that grand cathedral stood in Coventry, England, until November 14th, 1940, when it was destroyed by German bombings in World War II. After the bombing, only the tower of the cathedral was left standing. Everything else had come tumbling down. After the bombing, the priest of the church, Richard Hauer, and the congregation responded in a very interesting way. They did not let the chaos of the war and the world get the best of them. Rather, in all the chaos, they turned ever more to the bedrock of truth, Jesus Christ. There are famous pictures of them worshiping the next Sunday in the cathedral, although it was all bombed out. And eventually, Father Howard inscribed these words, these simple words, behind the altar in the runes: Father, forgive. For that is what the truth, the true temple, Jesus Christ called them and us too. During the time after the war, the old runes still stand there today. And they erected a cross built out of the debris, and they also built two crosses of nails, one which hangs in the cathedral and one which they sent to a church in Berlin, Germany, that had been destroyed by the Allied bombs. And they have become a symbol of peace and reconciliation throughout the world. They made these crosses of nails to be symbols of peace, truth, and reconciliation. After their church, their temple was destroyed, they could have responded in a number of ways, but they chose to turn to the real temple, Jesus Christ, and to follow the truth which he teaches. It did not matter what was going on in the world around them. They knew what they had to do, to turn to the true cornerstone of the true foundation, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that is simply our call as the church today, no matter what is going on in our world or in our lives, together as a community, we turn to Jesus, the truth, and bring that truth out into the world with love, grace, and joy. Amen.